So guess what? I have some acting secrets. I really do. These are secrets that you might not hear anywhere else. So I'm glad you're here today, because this is Casting Actors Cast, and I have acting secrets to reveal.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach, welcoming you to this podcast, this podcast video of Casting Actors Cast, where we give insider tips, we give information about the business of show. Thank you for joining us. Today's episode, I'm calling Insider Acting Tips or Acting Secrets Revealed. You know, I look at all these YouTube titles and something revealed or the top 10 something or other. So I kind of lassoed you in perhaps, but maybe this will be a worthwhile podcast for you to get your head around in today's episode. So I'm looking forward to sharing that information with you. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I want to just take a second and thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. The podcast continues to grow. I continue to have so much fun with the podcast, with teaching classes. And I know we're all dealing with such a difficult time with the coronavirus, the political situation, the unrest. It's just so overwhelming sometimes that I look at these podcasts as just a little bit of an escape, just a few minutes out of the day where I can listen to some other subject matter other than the news of the day that we seem to be inundated with on a regular basis. So it's kind of like a little respite. It's a little island of our own here at Casting Actors Cast. So please tell your friends about the podcast. I continue to do different subjects. I continue to answer your questions. And the way that I do that is by getting your questions on the website. So it's a matter of going to castingactorscast.com. There's a little form there that says dive into the talent pool, and you can fill out that form and ask me any questions that you want, whether it's about the business, whether it's about your own personal situation that you might be looking for some advice. But also, if you do that, an additional screen will pop up allowing you to download a free book that I wrote on voiceovers called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's 100 pages. It's a PDF, easy to download. You can either print it out or keep it on your device and read it. It really gives, I think, some really useful tips and information about what it is to be a voice actor. And what a better time than now to learn about what it is to be a voice actor. After all, we're all in our homes. We're all in our own environments. Perhaps a home studio might be in your future where you can perform, make some money. So check out the book, would you please? It's absolutely free by going to castingactorscast.com. Also, my shout out to Actors Connection. Actors Connection continues to be at the forefront of doing new programming online, as well as when we get back up and running, in-person classes with professionals. We're talking casting directors, we're talking producers, we're talking agents, managers, people who are working in the business, connecting with actors. So Actors Connection for many years has had all kinds of really cool programming. They also have this Free at Three series where you get to listen to casting directors talk about the current state we're in. And Actors Connection just has been a really foundational place for a lot of actors, a lot of talent. I love teaching there. So you might want to check that out, right? Actors Connection. Thank you for letting me do that. So let's get on to the subject at hand. Acting secrets revealed. Now, the misnomer is that there is some secret you don't know about, that if you knew and I was able to reveal the secret, you would suddenly become an incredibly successful actor. Well, that kind of makes sense to us in some kind of emotional way, but the truth is there aren't any secrets. There's just really interesting methods by which you can feel confident and prepared for those opportunities when they arise. Strictly speaking, I'm talking about auditioning. Auditioning is the way in which actors are getting seen by people who are in a position to hire you as an actor. And so auditions still are like the best way we can come up with to hear some ideas about how you are going to play the part. Because when you can audition and when you can show us how you're going to play the part by reading from the script, for example, then we'll get a good idea about whether you fit into the vision of the project that we're looking for. So it is that simple. There isn't any magic to it. There's not a lot of complicated theories to deal with. Yeah, there are some technical stuff you can deal with, especially now that we're dealing with a coronavirus and we're dealing with Zoom technology for auditioning. And I've said this many times, the Zoom thing is going to be here with us for a very long time. Long after the virus has left us, we will still be doing Zoom stuff. Be ready with that. Be prepared for that. But I want to dig in a little bit deeper. It's been my experience in both teaching and as a casting director to see actors do so much to complicate the work that it almost is a self-sabotaging mechanism. You know what I'm saying, right? The actor that really overthinks what they are doing with the scene. The actor who tries to embellish the work with so much stuff that it almost misses the point or the purpose of the scene. And so my message today, and if I were to give you any kind of secret to reveal, it's ways in which you can complicate the work less, not more. Making it less complicated for yourself. In a way, I think it's getting back to basics, really taking a look at a scene that you're going to be auditioning with and really putting it through just a few steps, a few thought processes, a few mechanisms by which you can analyze that script. Now, this is a great technique for cold reading. Cold reading being, you know, if you have a really short period of time to try and get some kind of interpretive information about how to act with this script. But there's also a method by which when you get a script, you can address certain properties within the script to help you get a confident interpretation of the work. Because after all, actors are really, they pretty much want to kind of figure it out as quickly as possible. They want to show their acting as quickly as possible. So let's break it down, right? Let's take it down into a few elements that I would love for you to consider the next time you have an audition opportunity or even in a classroom environment, that breaking it down to these components, I think will be really, really useful to you. Okay? So the acronym that I love and would like you to consider is PIRR. P-I-R-R. I know. If you've been listening to these podcasts for any length of time, you know that I love acronyms. I love alliteration. I love rhyming. But I always like to find additional ways for my memory, right? Things that I can keep in the back of my head and recall more easily than trying to intellectualize all of these theories. I'd rather just have a little acronym like PIRR. So let's break it down. PIRR, P-I-R-R. The first one is when you read a script, whether it's for the first time or whether you just decide, I've read the script, now I want to go in and work on the audition scene. Right? So this is not only good for when you're just reading a role, to understand the script and understand the material, but it's also great for audition preparation. So P, the plot. Make it really simple for yourself. What is the plot? In other words, what has the writer written in this scene to drive the action? So the plot is the story. Now, you can have the plot of the entire play where the central character or characters goes through this incredible journey, and that's the plot, the actual elements of transition that each of these characters go through. So plot can apply to the entire piece, or, interestingly enough, I think, it can apply to that individual scene. What's happening in the scene? So if you have an audition scene, the first thing to look for is the P, the plot. What's happening? Easy enough, right? By denying yourself a general basic understanding about what the scene is about, what's happening in the scene, is to really sabotage some interesting discoveries that you might be able to make. So please don't dismiss the plot. I know it sounds very basic, but I promise you, just mentally painting a picture about what's happening in this scene is going to serve you, I promise you. So the other word for our acronym is the I, for the word PER, P-I. The I is intention. Now, this is speaking to what your character is going through. What is your character's intention? That means that the plot is what happens during the course of the scene. The intention is what do you do to effectuate? Ooh, good word, the plot. So the intention of the scene is the intention of what your character is going through, if it's your audition, for example. So there may be a general intention of the scene, but more specifically, as it relates to the character you're reading for or you're auditioning for, what is your character's intention? For example, if you're playing a police officer in an episodic television series and you're interviewing a suspect, your intention is to find out if this person killed the other person or not. So the plot is that there was a killing. The intention is finding out if this person that you're interviewing is responsible. Make sense? I think it does, right? So plot and intention, they can go hand in hand. Sometimes the intention is against the plot. Sometimes there is another story that's creeping into the storyline that has a slightly different intention to it. So being mindful of the plot and the intention, how they are similar and how they are different, is really healthy, really a good thing. So in our acronym of PER, plot, intention, and now we have an R word. What do you think that stands for? Okay, time's up. The R word is relationship. What is the relationship of the character you're acting with, or characters you're acting with, in the scene? So if you've got two characters in an audition scene, simple question, right? What is your relationship? Well, there isn't a relationship because we just met. Or we've been together for 45 years and my intention is to ask for a divorce. The plot is how I, as a divorced person, am going to live the rest of my life. That's the story. That's the intention of the scene. And the relationship is obviously my relationship with my significant other. So relationship can be very new. It can be long term. It doesn't matter. But the reason why knowing that relationship is valuable for you as an actor is because you know the kind of tone, the kind of mood, and the kind of approach to take based on your relationship. Obviously, if you are meeting somebody for the first time, there's going to be a little more sense of formality to it as opposed to somebody you've known for a long, long time. So that is a really great tool for figuring out how you're going to interpret this scene and how your acting is going to drive your intention and the plot. So, relationship is just amazing, and it's an amazing thing to really analyze, to take a look at, to understand, and then move forward. It'll help you shape and define those decisions that your character makes in order for you to make creative choices when you're auditioning. Now, let's move on to the next and final R. So we have, plot, intention, relationship, and then the final R, reaction. How are you reacting to the situation you find yourself in? How do you react to the relationship? How are you reacting to the story that you're telling? How are you reacting to the intention of both the other character or your character? And so reaction has to do with good listening, because you know how important it is, good listening is in any acting scene or project. You know, I know acting teachers are fond of saying that good acting is 60% listening. You know, I don't necessarily want to give a percentage, because I think certain scenes, you know, like some characters don't like to listen. And then there are other scenes where that's all the character does. So I don't want to give it a percentage, but I want to say that reaction as the last word is really, really valuable, because it has to do with your listening skills. It has to do how the information or the situation is affecting you and your emotional makeup. P-I-R-R. Pretty cool, huh? So if you get a script and you have that acronym in your mind and you kind of filter the scene those four times through those four filters, you're going to make interesting choices and interesting discoveries that you might not have ever thought of. Plus, because it's your story. Sure, it's the character story, but it's you showing me how you're going to play the part. That's your story. And your own life experience is going to make different choices than other actors auditioning for the same role, because your life experience is connected to the character that you're playing, because that's the foundation you have to work with. So I think this is really a useful way of approaching not only an audition, but let's say you're cast in a role. And you want to really work on the part before you show up on the set or before you show up on the first day of rehearsal. Sometimes you're not privy to the director's vision or the producer's vision or the concept of the show until the first day of rehearsal. But that should not preclude you from taking a look at the script and making it come alive before any of those other externals take place, like the first day of rehearsal or showing up on the set. So using that acronym as you work on each of the scenes, if you're in several scenes, that's really a great way to do additional work, to really do some exploration. I find in my experience that actors fall oftentimes into two basic categories. And it's the actor who's really, really smart. They know how to analyze a script. They intellectually, they understand it. They get what's going on. They have a good idea about how they're going to play the part. And then when the audition happens, a lot of those choices and decisions and ideas fall by the wayside, sometimes because of nervous energy, sometimes because we don't trust many of the choices that we're making. And so it's hard, but I see this sometimes where the actors sort of just kind of fall apart. They sort of just crumble away. That foundational work that they've done becomes almost irrelevant by the time they're auditioning for it. So I would love for you to be that actor that embraces this acronym, works it, and then trusts the uniqueness that is you playing this part. the amount of energy you bring to the role, the amount of joy you bring to acting, that can really vary by many, many degrees. But as long as it's interesting, then it's going to be valuable. It's valuable for us. Gosh, I hope that this has been helpful for you. I think it's a really cool concept. I'd love for you to try it out. Please tell me, if you've tried this out and you've found some success, please, you got to write to me. CastingActorsCast, all in word, at gmail.com. That's my email address. Or you can go to the website and type me out a message or a note there. I hope you've had fun today. I certainly have. And I will see you next time on the next episode of the patio called Casting Actors Cast. Thanks so much.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.